AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Alfredo Williams wants another trial. A judge in Cleveland found a police officer not guilty in the shooting deaths of Williams' brother and another man.
If I got to spend all my money in my savings account, I want to try it again because I want him in jail where he belongs.
Judge John O'Donnell said he would not offer up Officer Michael Brillo to an angry public if the evidence did not merit a conviction. Patrick D'Angelo is Brillo's attorney.
Officer Brillo, as the judge's opinion set forth, risked his life on that night.
There have been protests in Cleveland, for the most part peaceful. Ohio State student Jasmine Howard is one of the protesters.
The Brillo verdict kind of shows that no cops around the nation are allowed to kill with impunity. No matter what state, city, town you live in, it's the same thing.
About 80 protesters are marching through a neighborhood after briefly blocking traffic on a downtown highway in Cleveland. Police are following the protesters on foot and in patrol cars. The search in Missouri for James Barton Horn, the man accused of shooting and killing his former girlfriend and her teenage son, is over.
He was armed. He refused to surrender. He threatened the search team with a weapon, was shot and killed.
Sandra K. Sutton told police Horn kept her in a wooden crate off and on for 4 months at their home. Sutton and her 17-year-old son were found dead Thursday at a relative's home. Russian news agencies are reporting the killing of a prominent separatist commander in eastern Ukraine. The reports say he was killed along with at least six other people when his vehicle was ripped apart by a bomb and sprayed with gunfire. The commander of international forces, General John Campbell, says the Islamic State group is actively recruiting in Afghanistan, but is not operational there yet. This is AP Radio News. There is a special Memorial Day weekend event at Brooklyn's Greenwood Cemetery, last resting place for thousands of Civil War veterans.
Greenwood historian Jeff Richmond says they've spent the last 13 years identifying the graves of 5,000 Civil War veterans buried at the cemetery.
These people made tremendous sacrifices. Many of them paid with their lives for what they believed in.
15-year-old Ira Nawash Zamborski helped mark the graves with flags and lights for the commemoration.
I care for this country. I care for the people that died. And I just care for the community.
The Memorial Weekend event also marks the 150th anniversary of the Civil War. Julie Walker, New York.
Happy birthday to Geraldine Talley in Inkster, Michigan, near Detroit. She is 116. The Gerontology Research Group considers her to be the oldest person in the world based on available records. Talley bowled until she was 104 and still likes to catch fish. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.